It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Eric Zorn is on vacation. And why do we just wait for Eric to go on vacation for us to have Mary Schmeek in?
That is a good question. And I know, Mary, you keep telling Eric he needs to take more time off.
I'm trying not to be bitter about it.
No, there's no reason to be bitter. Come on. Mary, you've written a couple of articles about this family on the South Side. Large family, 14 kids, and
Catholic, no doubt.
Very, yeah.
Irish Catholic in the days when everyone on the South Side was Irish Catholic identified by parish.
Right.
The gist of the article, it has a lot to do with several familial things, but mostly about what it's like to take care of parents as they get into their twilight years. Not an easy time.
Right, right. I mean, the story that I wrote was about how they, as a set of 14 children, so it's the Coleman family, and I hope they don't mind me talking about this on the air, but I've written about them, so I trust they don't. And it's a great story. So Marge Coleman was in her 90s, and for the past couple years, all 14 of her children have figured out a way to make sure that she is taken care of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in her own home. They had an online calendar, and everybody, and the math works really well, 14 kids, 7 days in a week, right?
Oh, that is.
So you get, 12-hour shifts, and everybody, put their time in the online calendar. They texted each other twice a day, so whoever was on duty sent a text to everybody else. They would convene sometimes in person if there was something in particular to talk about, and in that way they just made sure that their mother got her wish of living out her life
at
in the home.
Home
that she had raised them.
My eyes are watering because you think about this, and my parents are both gone. Yours are as well. Your mom has passed away.
Yeah.
And it's like you think of this, your parents are going to get older, and a lot of people just finish raising their kids and taking care of their kids, and then they're going to have to go take care of their parents again, too. And it just makes me so proud and sad that all 14 of these kids work together. There's usually a kid or two that is not going to help out.
Right, for various reasons, because
location,
they're far away, or they're estranged from the family. There's all sorts of reasons. Or because they just assume that, there are a couple who will pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Really what was so inspiring about this family was that every single one of the children participated, that they're all alive, they're all healthy, and they all live nearby. So
that's not easy. That's the part that's really
hard.
Not easy.
That's hard. But the fact that, still they had it within themselves to organize this way. But, they were very quick to say, look, we don't want to set ourselves up as being special here. We're actually just lucky. We have a very large workforce. There are people who are doing the same thing we're doing, but with far fewer people.
Or an only child.
Right. Far fewer resources.
Not to sound cold, but is there an option at some point where they could hire, or would they even want to hire somebody to come in and take care of their mom, or is that just not a possibility?
She actually passed away last week.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, I went out to meet her, and really just a wonderful woman. I was so moved to meet her. I walked in, and I immediately just thought, oh my gosh, she reminds me so much of my own mother.
How come?
Maybe it's that elderly mother of a large clan who still has her sense of humor. I don't know. But I really just, I felt a great affection and affiliation immediately. And she was just, for all of her physical struggles, she had great presence of mind. She was witty still. She'd been a nurse before she had her kids. And I asked her if that helped with raising her kids, and she said, yeah, it taught you not to panic.
That's great advice, because every other mom does panic.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty beautiful. And a lot of times people don't want a stranger coming into their home either. You mentioned a caretaker. A lot of times they don't feel comfortable with a stranger coming in.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's the only option.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Because there just aren't kids who will do it. People have jobs. People's lives are very complicated.
It's so sad thinking about that as we grow older,
Make you think, who's going to take care of you?
No one will take care of me. I just hope I get a nice little home.
They're already looking,
or a
by
senior
the way.
Center or whatever it's called. Good. They better save their money.
Your husband already told me he's got a place picked out. Go back for a second about that feeling you got about how this lady reminded you of your own mother. There's a weird, the word eerie makes it sound like it's a negative, so I don't want to use the word eerie, but I've had that happen once or twice where I'm with somebody that has a lot of the same kind of features and elements that my mom had, mm-hmm. and it you feel so good because it's like, wow, she's back kind of in a weird way, but you know it's not real, but that's a strange feeling, isn't it?
You know, I do think there's a connection in some way among all old people. They're kind of like all babies in a certain way, have a certain similarity and connection.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like as people get older, there is some commonality that they share. And, you know, when I see older women walking around with a walker, I immediately think, oh, mama. Or I'll see a middle-aged daughter walking her mom who's kind of stooped, and tears will spring to my eyes, and I will think, oh, my God, I remember doing that with my mother.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a commonality of experience, of visuals sometimes.
Right, right.
I mean, what's your experience?
You know who gave me that? This will sound so strange, but a couple of years after my mom died, I was working at another station, and Shirley Jones was my guest. I had Shirley Jones in, and just the way she carried herself and the way she stood and the way she talked. And it's funny because I never saw that in her in all the years I saw her in movies or on television. I never saw any similarity between her and my mom. But I even said to her at the end, I go, please don't take this the wrong way. I've never been in a room with anybody that reminds me as much of my mom as you do right now. And it's a very strange feeling for me. She goes, no, I thank you for telling me that. But she really did.
But doesn't it make you wonder if you see that similarity because you are yearning
maybe
to get
her back?
Would make sense. But nobody else sent, nobody before or since. And it was like, as I'm talking to her, I almost knew the way she was going to answer was like my mom, and the way she held herself and laughed and stuff. It was very strange.
The truth is, as human beings, we are not as distinct as we like to think.
No, maybe not.
We all want to think, I am unique. No one ever spoke the way I do, stood the way I do.
Someone has just texted, my two sisters and I have just started the same process. The three of us just spent a week and a half in the hospital with my mom, each of us taking different shifts. It would be really helpful to have more. One sister lives down in Peoria, but you make it work for your parent. And you do owe it to them.
Yeah. I mean, families are different. So, I always worry a little bit that, you know, there's somebody out there thinking, my mother was a terrible mother to me, or my father was a terrible father, and I don't owe it to them. And they may be right, you know? But
there's a reason perhaps they were a terrible parent.
Well, right, exactly.
I don't know that they set out to be a terrible parent.
Right, right. All I'm saying is that, you know, I'm reluctant to speak ill of people who choose not.
Absolutely. Your mileage may vary on everything.
Right.
Some people are just not built for that sort of care. You know what I mean? And you say, but you have to be. But some people just aren't.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, there's all these different levels of it. There's just the time commitment, you know, okay, I will go and I will be there for whatever time, a day, a week, a month, 6 months. But especially as a parent gets really old and disabled, you begin to deal with your parents' body in these very intimate ways.
Yeah.
And not everybody is equipped for that. I mean, I really had to learn some stuff about myself and push my boundaries when I realized the just physical aspects of my mother.
And it's embarrassing for them, too.
Well, exactly.
Because it's like, my kid shouldn't be doing this.
So, you know, you have to figure out a way to do it, not only that doesn't embarrass you, but that doesn't embarrass your parents.
Exactly. Because they don't really want the help, but they need it.
Right. And, you know, and that's the times where, you know,
That's when jokes are good.
But the caretaker who's not related,
right?
Can be easier.
Yeah, I bet.
Some people.
Absolutely.
Well, no one will take care of me, and someone has an idea. So if anybody needs a place to go as we get into our twilight years, somebody said that we can come with this listener and her sister. They're going to a nursing home in Hawaii. It's called Oceanside Senior Assisted Living, and it's on the north shore of Oahu.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So I'm going to start saving my money now.
Right.
That's great. More with Mary Schmeek, Tribune columnist next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we seem to have tapped into something that a lot of people can relate to, taking care of elderly parents. We were talking about, we owe it to our parents, and then Mary Schmeek, who's with us, Tribune columnist, said, well, some people may not feel they owe it to their parents. Someone texted something that made a lot of sense. When it comes to parents, what has to continually remind ourselves, they raised us the best way they knew how.
Sure.
Maybe that will clarify why some children don't show up because they never got that message. I mean, really, parents try their best, and they're going to make mistakes, but they really try to do the best that they can. Most of them. There are a select few who are just bad people.
Right. I just want to share something very useful that a friend of mine said to me when I was going through this with my own mother, because she was in Oregon at the time, and I was traveling out there a lot, spending a lot of time. I was writing columns from Oregon. It was really complicated. And yet I did it because I love my mother so dearly, because I just felt I had no option, not because she demanded it, but because it's what I wanted to do. And yet this tug of time was just, tugging me in every direction. And I mentioned to a friend who had gone through this with his father, and he said something that was so helpful to me. He said, "You will never regret a minute that you spent with her. But don't let yourself regret the minutes that you didn't."
Wow.
And that was just very useful. I felt like it liberated me that if I couldn't be there every day, every minute, it was okay. But also, I would never regret a minute I spent with her. And I absolutely didn't.
That's perfect.
That's fantastic. I wonder if, in the animal kingdom, if other animals, because when you think about that arc of life, or I guess circle of life, where your parents take care of you when you're little, and then whatever years later you're taking care of them, I wonder if that goes on with other animals, or if that's strictly a human thing.
That is a good question. You must have a listener who's smart that way out there to call in and tell you.
Tell
that.
Me. If Dr. Lester Fisher from Ark in the Park is listening, call and tell me if other animals do that.
And see, people accuse you of not being an animal lover, and you never said that. You just don't like having them as pets.
Right.
Look at that.
That's right.
Interesting.
Because it is, when you stop and think about it, it is so, I guess it shows that there's balance in the universe. But those same people that figured you out and helped you mature and fend for yourself, right, when you were a baby, you kind of have to reciprocate. That's such a strange concept, but it makes sense.
But, the way we live now in modern society, where families live so far apart so often, where people have few or no children.
Yeah.
That whole ecosystem has been disrupted by the way that we live now. And I'm not saying the way that we live now is bad. There are a lot of things about it that are actually better. But in terms of that cycle of caretaking, it has gotten a lot more complicated.
You don't have kids.
I don't
so
have
do
kids.
You think about that at some point?
Sure.
You do, don't you?
I didn't used to. But I think after my mother died, I looked around and I went, well, I did that for her. Was that a karmic investment?
Right.
Those nieces and nephews who pretend they love me so much, I just don't think they're going to be there in that way.
Interesting.
It's weird. Even having kids, you wonder you can't think about what tomorrow may bring. You really can't, because, you can walk outside and get hit by a bus, and then no one's going to have to worry about that.
Right.
You just don't know. Live each day like it's your last. Is that what they tell us? Also, a sweet little thing that I saw, Bill saw on Facebook, and you need to see. It's a young guy with his father who is suffering from Alzheimer's. and they weren't really able to communicate about many things. He would get frustrated and forget his thoughts. And then all of a sudden they started singing the song, Tell Me Cuando, Cuando, Cuando. And they both sang it together in unison, knew every word. His dad was really getting into it. And it's just a really beautiful moment how maybe they do forget a lot of things, but there are certain things that you can share together. It's really, really touching to look at that. So be on the lookout for that.
Well, you know, and that brings up another question. Caretaking of an elderly parent who has dementia or Alzheimer's who doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a couple of friends in that position, and I've heard from some readers in that position. And that, you know, at least my mother, up until almost her dying day, we talked. And I could still make her laugh a little bit. So there was still that obvious familiar connection.
And a relationship still continuing.
Right, right. And, you know, I've heard from people whose parents have Alzheimer's who still feel the relationship, but you're not getting the feedback on it in the same way. And so that really does summon a whole something else from people.
I know you could say this about any disease, but Alzheimer's is just so cruel on so many different fronts.
For the people who are taking care of the person who has it, it's the whole Glenn Campbell thing, frustrating at the beginning, but then he's like, it's not hard on me because I don't know what I'm forgetting anymore.
Right. Right. It's,
and, you know, I was telling you this. I probably am going to embarrass my son. He's got one more year of high school. He found his baby book, and he got really sad inside. Yeah. And he said, you know, I'm looking at this baby book, and now I'm getting ready to go to college next year, and it makes me sad. And I said, it's so much easier to be a kid. It's great to be an adult, and it's very rewarding, but mistakes you make have bigger consequences than when you're a little kid. And it's great to grow up, but it's kind of depressing. I'm sorry. It really is. You know, now Bill pointed it out to me on the eve of or a week before your 50th birthday. You were saying, you know, it's just half of our life is gone.
Well, they say it's middle age. They go 50 and 55. That's middle age. But then do the math. For a lot of us, it's not.
Well, you know, I looked up the definition of middle age not long ago when I was writing something. And technically, middle age ends at 64.
So which of us is going to live to 128? It's not going to be me.
I hope I make it to 55.
I know. Mary, thanks.
Thank you.
Work as always. That's Mary Schmeek. Read her in the Chicago Tribune. We'll find out what Steve Bertrand has next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.